Hello, hello, hello. Sit and sip a while and welcome back to the Witch's Inn. I'm Karina Osborne, the innkeeper and head witch here at the inn. If you are new here, thank you so very much for finding my channel and sitting with me for this half hour, hour, whatever it ends up being for this conversation with the moon and spirit. And if you are a generational witch here at the Witch's Inn, that means that you've been here since the beginning, the middle, or maybe you were even just here last live. Thank you so much for your continued support and encouragement. It honestly means the world to me, and I am so, so grateful for you. So let's talk a little bit today about the inner divine masculine and how he really, really needs a break, okay? So if you are joining me, let me know what you're sipping on today. Let me know how you're feeling, how you're dropping in. I always let people know, come as you are. I'm here to hold you in this capacity. And so nothing we say or do here is going to scare me. And if it does, well, that's okay. We all need to learn. Today I have coffee in my cup because, as I said last time, coffee is life, and some water. So yeah. Let me know who's here. If you are watching on Facebook, make sure to grant StreamYard permission so that I get to see your lovely, beautiful name and I actually get to call you by your name and not just, you know, Facebook user. Or I guess maybe we should, maybe it might be changed to meta user now. All right. So today, like I said, we are talking about the inner divine masculine and how he seriously, seriously needs a break. Shelly, good morning. You're sipping on water and coffee. Ooh, just like me. I find they go hand in hand really well. The water balances out the anxiety that the coffee gives me while kind of boosting my energy. It's a nice balance that I've found here. So if you happen to see my Instagram post, I said it's time for the divine masculine to pull over and ask for directions. And I mean, we might all have been driving at one point or another with a male counterpart and you're completely lost. And you're just like, can we just like pull over and ask someone for directions? And they're like, no, it's fine. I got this. This is going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Let me figure this out. So the inner divine masculine is our problem solver, right? They are the energy that holds us in safety and protection. They are more often than not the doer. Our divine feminine does do. She is an action taker. But the divine masculine is the protector. They're, you know, quote unquote, that breadwinner of our inner yin and our inner yang. So lately, there's been conversations that I've been having, and it's I love how spirit kind of is like, do you see this? Do you see what you need to be working on right now? Because for the last little while, I have been working on my inner divine feminine and really trying to allow her grace and her softness to come forward. But over the last few days, the conversations that I've been having is that my inner divine masculine is not able to shut off. He's not able to tune out in order to allow the inner divine feminine to drive the car, to ask for directions, to step out into a different form of comfort for both divine masculine and divine feminine. So in this section of the moon, right now we are in the waxing phase. We're in a waxing gibbous moon. On Saturday, we will see the moon sitting in its first quarter, which, if you follow the moon and its cycles at all, it is the maiden of the moon cycle. It is, you know, the doing phase of the moon cycle. This is when we are, it's pre-ovulation. All, if you are a womb holder, all things are possible. Life, the possibility of life is starting to kind of come into formation. We're really starting to see things build and grow in our bodies, but also in our external world. And so this is a very feminine energy of the moon phase. We have more energy. We also have more tolerance for that inner divine masculine. We have more patience for the needs, the wants of this inner divine masculine. And as we transition over the next 48 hours, or as the moon is stationed in Pisces, because it's stationed from Aquarius into Pisces today, and then on Saturday, it'll transition out from Pisces into Aries. It's a very masculine energy that's being asked, that's asked to be held during this waxing first quarter moon cycle of this time that we're in December during the crone phase. You know, we're in a very masculine energy. And so it makes sense that the inner divine is coming out, is asking for attention. And what is Pisces? What is the sign of Pisces, right? It's our emotions. It's our dreams. It's how we romanticize life. It's how we envision life going forward. We just stationed direct from Neptune. Again, Pisces and Neptune are counterparts. They work tandem together. And so we might feel over the next couple days that we have unmet wants and unmet needs that need attention, right? Especially when it comes to action, what we want to be doing and how we want to be presenting ourselves to the world. So asking ourselves, are we romanticizing our inner divine masculine? Are we paying too, giving the inner divine masculine too much projects? Are we demanding too much of this inner divine? I wrote down that like our inner divine counterpart often craves perfection. So if you are a perfectionist, this might have to do with your inner divine masculine. This might have to do with the energy in which you were conditioned, and we're transitioning out of it, but we're in a very divine masculine or unbalanced divine masculine energy within this age of BC, you know, this very high volume, Jesus-driven kind of life, where we see this Messiah, this person, as someone who is able to carry and hold it all. And so when we look internally to ourselves, to our inner divine, and we see that we aren't able to produce what we want to produce, or we aren't able to protect our boundaries, our relations with people, places, things, we start to go into this, well, why can't I? We start to villainize our inner divine, and this then becomes a reflection out into the world. And so I want you to think about, like, if you're socialized female, think about the socialized males, maybe your father that you had in your life, and, you know, how he taught you what production looked like. I also then want you to think about your mother and how she taught you that production was like. As a millennial, I sit at this very weird cusp where we had my mother, my father, were in that age of liberation, this like that second wave of feminism that came forward, right? And we had women really putting careers first, and I'm not knocking it or anything. We're just talking facts here, okay? We've seen women put careers first. we've seen men putting their careers first as you know, what was the norm of the past 2,000 years. And we started to see a drift from the home life into this capitalist society, this very male, unbalanced, divine male energy of production, right? Of putting out energy, of stepping into this, my worth is what I achieve and what I produce, not how I am and how I show up in the world, right? I am worthy just because I am, not for what I do. And once these parents started to have children, we started to see a drift away from community. We started to see a drift away from, you know, what we would call socialism, but which really is community and a social understanding that in order to see the advancement of humankind in a balanced way, we need to have nets in place in order to hold and sustain the energy of growth. I talked the other day during the Aquarius moon about how my father used to say, I don't want you to struggle like I struggled. I want you to start where I finish so that you can continue allowing, you know, pleasure, right? The pleasures of life, the recreation that life has to offer us and the pleasure that we can find in that. In your life, but also carry it forward into the next generation. And how right now we're really seeing this combative energy between the two. And I do think that this does come down with this unbalanced divine masculine and this and the divine masculine imbalance, where we have this mindset and we grew up in this capitalist society where if you work hard, you'll achieve and you'll be able to provide for your family. But since the mid-90s and really in the last kind of 10 years, we have noticed that the inflation of the standards of living has gone up while the compensation, so the needs that need to be met through this productivity, is not being met at all. We're not being held in that divine masculine like we were sold back in the 50s, back in the 60s, back in the 70s, and during that huge industrial boom in the 80s. So when we look at this and we see this in our lives, it's important to look at our own divine masculine and where he's thinking that perfection needs to happen. Perfection needs to be attained in order for divine order to continue to run, in order to continue to move. Going back to that, you know, talk about when you're in the car with someone who just really does not want to pull over for directions, even though they're completely lost. If I keep on this track, I will achieve my goal. I know I will. It's hard work. That's a conditioning that we've had in society and more than likely in the majority of our homes, regardless if they were nuclear or not. You more than likely had someone who was striving to win and achieve product, material goods, a home, food. I mean, all these things are, yes, necessary, but also really thinking about how necessary they are. So what I've discovered over the last, I would say, 2 months of really looking into my own divine masculine and divine feminine is that I cannot hold the divine masculine past the full moon. So as I go into my wild woman, my crone phase, and if you are a socialized female, if you are a womb holder and you bleed or you no longer bleed, but you follow the moon cycle, at the new moon, we tend to bleed And at the full moon, we are at full ovulation. This is when yin and yang are working together. This is when, you know, creation, this is when we're really ready to kind of step into that mother energy. Our bodies are primed and ready to take on that seed so that things can grow. And if we don't have that seed planted in, then our divine feminine steps in and goes, okay, I need to shed this process. I need to step in and no longer hold this divine masculine of production, right? Of accepting this seed. I need to hibernate. I need to go and take care of my grace. I need to go and take care of what really sustains me and what's going to allow for this shedding process to happen as easily as possible. And I was going to write this post a few days ago, or maybe a few weeks ago. I don't know. What is time anymore? Am I right? How I cannot hold the need of the divine masculine. It irks me. And of course I was in my wild woman and my crone phase, and I was up to my tits and just men craving attention that I did not have and I was not able to give, as well as my own inner divine masculine craving attention from me and wanting to be seen and heard and held. And my divine feminine was angry and she did not want that anymore. So she retreated and she did some reflection. And she realized that it's not actually the divine masculine that she cannot hold. It's her inner divine masculine that she cannot hold, and the unbalanced version that continues to seep out throughout her cycle. And how when we give space to our unbalanced, our inner divine masculine, during the times that we have the energy in which to hold him, in which to give him wisdom, right? Using all parts of ourselves, regardless if you're male, female, non-binary, it doesn't matter. This gender does not matter here, because we all cycle. We all go through moments where we're going to feel our divine counterparts in different ways in our body. So giving space, when space is available to us, to those parts of ourselves that require a need to be met or even a want to be met, because we have more energy. And again, if you're not a womb holder, if you're not bleeding, following the moon cycle, new moon, full moon, new moon, following that cycle, you'll begin to notice your own energy and how it shows up for you. So this yin and this yang energy, noticing it within myself and holding this and realizing that during this waxing stage of the moon, that this is the time in my cycle, and this is the time in the earth cycle, especially in December, especially as we transition into winter, that we should be paying more attention to that divine counterpart, to that divine masculine. Giving our needs over, giving our wants over, and allowing that divine feminine to hold him, to witness what is coming forth, the emotional energy that's coming forth. This is where boundaries really come into play. Our divine feminine allows our divine masculine to hear boundaries. I am not okay with this. And then our divine masculine can step in as that protector of that being and be like, okay, I'm going to enforce these boundaries for you. Because now the divine masculine has a very clear message of, this is what I need from you. And so he's not playing a guessing game. He's not going, I know when this happened, you know, this is the reaction that happened. And so I need to make sure that I'm mind reading and fitting myself into situations, tiring himself out, and then completely retreating or rebelling and doing something that goes against what actually feels blissful for them. what actually feels like this energy that needs to be held can be held. And then during that summer, during that spring, when this inner divine feminine is really coming forward and she's ready to take on the energy, right? When she's ready to be in production mode, when she's ready to really show up and be that bee and pollinate and be like, look, I can work alongside of you. I don't need you to do everything. I'm here to assist you and to help you through this. We get this really great balance and we get to see that, yes, we cycle daily, weekly, monthly, but we also cycle on a big wheel of the year and everything kind of becomes integrated, right? And it's when we can tune in to this divine masculine and then this divine feminine that we hold within all of us and say, okay, right now, my inner divine masculine needs to be seen. They need to be told that you don't need to be everything for me. I can hold that energy, right? In society, socialized females are often seen as or placed into victimhood, into damsels, right? Into the weaker sex that needs to be looked after and saved oftentimes from masculine counterparts. And when she steps into her inner divine, and this is, I've noticed quite a few men have been reaching out about dating and how they don't know where they fit into this world anymore. They don't know what is needed from them. Because like I said, we hit that second wave of feminism and women are saying, look, I can go to work. I can make money. I don't need you to be a producer in that way. What I need you to be is a partner. I need you to listen, hear, respond to my needs when I'm asking you to listen, hear, and respond to my needs. But I can hold that energy. The divine feminine can hold that energy, and she does a very good job at holding that energy. She is no damsel. She is not in distress. She is quite capable because just like her counterpart, she knows how to protect her energy. She knows where and how boundaries need to be put into place, and she's not afraid to use her voice and speak up and say, this is what I need. It's when we stop listening to that the divine masculine feels he needs to guess. So it's when I really see this as like a burnout cycle for a lot of us within relationships as well as within ourselves. So within this, let's talk about boundaries and the divine masculine. I talk a lot about committing to yourself, committing to your growth, committing to this inner authority, this inner understanding of who you are and what you're bringing to the table. What are your capabilities? So the divine masculine, when we translate this into the divine masculine, it's getting very honest, right? Am I a master builder? Have I mastered this craft? Or am I apprentice right now? And oftentimes we expect our divine masculine to be the master builder. We expect them to hold energy that they have no idea how to hold. They've never been taught that. They've never been given the leeway in order to really see and feel what it means to be in authority of themselves, because they've always had to be in authority of the energy around them, manipulating it in order to make sure that everyone gets fed, that everyone's protected, and often it leaves their needs unmet. So when we can come into this commitment to self, and when we see that commitment and we see that authority in ourselves, that instant gratification, and I'm going to talk about faithfulness here, because I think that when we are unfaithful in a relationship, what we're truly actually being is unfaithful to ourselves. we're not seeing our own needs. We're not seeing what we couldn't get from one partner. And so we found we needed to seek it out from another partner. But really, we're creating the burnout cycle. We're creating this, you know, relived experience constantly. So when we can come in, and this doesn't just have to be like relationship with regards to a love match. This can be a relationship with your parent, your sibling, your friend, your coworker. Relationship is relationship. And the more that we commit to ourselves, the more that we hold authority in our own selves, we really get to see where our boundaries lie. Going back to, you know, I know for me that those last 2 weeks after the full moon going into my shedding cycle, I cannot give way to the divine masculine. I need to be in my divine feminine. I need to be around people who honor and hear that divine feminine. That doesn't mean I can't have conversations with them, but I'm not going to put on the divine masculine hat and be problem solver for these people. It's where my active listening, it's where my divine feminine really comes in and allows for space for me. And so within that, within boundaries, I know that I can't take on as much as I can do in that first half of the cycle, of that lunar cycle, of that new moon to full moon. I can do a heck of a lot more. I'm way more in balance with both the divine masculine, divine feminine than I am out of it. And so my boundaries are, I'm going to be in production mode these first 2 weeks. And the last 2 weeks, I'm going to do things that fulfill my needs internally instead of externally. I'm going to go more internal. When we commit and we have authority in our lives, we get to see what boundaries we are breaking. And so instead of having to be perfect, or instead of having to hold space, or instead of having to be in production mode for everyone all the time, like we demand of the divine masculine in society, we get to go, no, I don't want to do that. And it's okay if you don't like that. I'm not afraid to be the villain, to be the witch, to be whatever that might look like to you in your life, because I no longer want to be the villain, the witch in my life. I want to be in a state of bliss always, responding to what's coming to me instead of reacting. Because I know myself so well that whatever comes my way, I know I'm going to be able to handle it, but I'm going to be able to handle it because I'm going to be living within my boundaries. And so our divine masculine holds the energy for our boundaries and lets us know when we are compromising them or not. And then our divine feminine either gets to react or respond to how that is coming into play. And so over the next 48 hours, while the moon is in Pisces, and this is a very masculine water sign, this is, you know, Cancer is definitely the feminine, and Scorpio is this mix of both, right? This drive as well as this holding of the sensuality, where Pisces is the balanced divine masculine of the zodiac. They give space and they protect the space so that dreams get to come into fruition, so that the reality that we're seeking becomes into play, so that we can park the car and go, I need to ask for directions. I don't need to be perfect here. I don't need to be the master builder, the master craftsman here. I can be an apprentice because this is a road I've never traveled on. And so I'm going to need to call in support. I'm going to need to be held by others within this community who have paved the way and gone forward and see themselves or see this road more clearly than I do. And that's okay. It's also knowing our limitations and saying, I'm not there yet, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to be there. Or I'm not there yet and I don't ever want to be there. That's not something I actually want out of life. That's not something that I wish to hold. Expectation. Expectation, I think, is huge. What are you expecting from your divine masculine? What expectations from past experiences and conditioning is your divine masculine trying to reach and hold that your boundaries and your divine feminine is saying, that's not actually anything I want? You know, self-sabotage comes to mind. Why do I continue to self-sabotage good relationships or, you know, good work? Or why do I get what I want and then it blows up in my face? Well, first and foremost, ask yourself, is it something that you really wanted? Is this something that your divine masculine really wants to produce and really wants to be in production with? Because more than likely, it's not. But also, is there a way, right? So going back to like, are you trying to fit new keys into old doors, expecting them to work? Because we're in Pisces. It's the romantic sign, right? So let's talk about relationships. I really, really like this person. I love this person. But they want a version of me that just simply does not exist. I would love to fit into that version. I would love to hold this other person in that energy, but I simply cannot because it's not me. And so my inner divine strives to be in relation with this person around the expectations that this person or myself feels that needs to be, while I deny parts of myself, these shadowy aspects of self. And if these shadowy aspects of self are something that goes against what I was conditioned in or what society has conditioned us into believing, then it's going to be very hard and we're going to constantly see this self-sabotage. And it's like this instant gratification type of thing, or, you know, this can be good, right? For right now, this can be good. And so I'm going to be here right now. And then when things kind of go awry, we blame ourselves. Instead of showing ourselves compassion that, you know what? I don't think I wanted that. I don't think that is something that would be sustainable for my divine masculine to hold. My divine feminine has a part in that as well, because she reaches, or they reach, and they go into martyrism, they go into victimhood, they go into this passive aggressive, well, you expected this from me, and so this isn't my fault. But when we're really listening and when we're really in tune with our divine masculine and our divine feminine, and we don't have to have all the answers, we get to make mistakes, we get to be like, okay, shit, that's something that I thought I was over, or that's something that I thought I could do, or that's something that I thought I could hold that like I really can't hold, or I can't hold it right now. And moving from there. uh. I think too, when we think about soulmate energy, this is just kind of coming forward, and we have the lovers on the bottom of the deck. But when we think about soulmate energy, we think about this divine counterpart that we're meeting out in the wild, and that it's all going to be super conducive to the environment, and we're just going to like, ah, oh, it's just going to be bliss. Everything's going to be fine. But that's not the case. We have to be willing to really speak and ask for directions and give directions to this divine counterpart and listen and hear if this person can actually hold that energy or not. And if they can't, then we have to see that not as a red flag within them, but in a red flag within ourselves that's going, okay, I'm getting closer, right? If you really want to be in relation, if you really want to have like a committed relationship where with a soulmate, I'm getting closer, but this isn't it. And when we try to strive and be what someone else is expecting of us, or what we are striving to be, because we feel we're mind reading and we feel this other person is expecting it from us, then we fail. And then we get down on ourselves. Or we blame the other person, when in reality, we're seeing this for ourselves. We're holding this energy for ourselves. And we're denying the intuition, we're denying the inner knowing that's coming forward, that's saying, I need to speak this truth and I need this to be out in the open. And I'm not going to be scared if this person can hold this energy for me, because I can hold this energy for me. And within that, knowing that sometimes we don't need the other person to actually hold that energy. Sometimes we just need something to be out in the open and for the other person to go, okay, cool, that's not for me, but if that's for you, awesome. I'm not going anywhere right now, but if you need to go somewhere, if you need to seek out that version of yourself, then that's okay. I release you in love, and whatever comes of it, comes of it, right? I feel like we're just so caught up in finding and being in completion with other people that we're missing a huge opportunity to be in completion with self, to really see our own divine masculine and feminine and how it can hold the energy that we need it to hold. And then fear has no place. Fear has no place to thrive and live. And, you know, I'm not talking about that little fear of, you know, speaking my truth, and it's that big fear of loneliness. It's that big fear of abandonment. It's that big fear of abandoning someone else or hurting someone else. And so I'm going to keep this shadow, this divine masculine knowing, this divine feminine knowing, I'm going to keep the shadow to myself. And, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a socialized woman. The majority of my friends are cis females, they enjoy male counterparts, but there's so many times that I see my female friends molding and twisting themselves into a version to attract the opposite sex, to attract a mate. And it puts them into victimhood. It puts them into this damsel that needs to be saved. And when the masculine can't do that, they think that there's something wrong with them. Where if they stood in their divine feminine, if they stood in their divine masculine and said, I'm okay by myself. I have everything I need. I can provide for me. What I need is a partner. What I need is someone to hear and respond to what I'm saying and what I'm going through. And know yourself so that if you can't respond, if you can't hold the energy that I require right now, I can either seek that out Or I know I can hold that within myself. Knowing that you are worthy, regardless if you are coupled or not. Knowing that you are going to create harm. Knowing that other people are going to create harm. And it's how we respond to that harm that truly matters. It's how our divine masculine and how our divine feminine have been conditioned to the reaction of that harm from self or from others that truly matters. And it's knowing ourselves, it's getting to know ourselves so deeply that when someone comes into our sphere and is like, you did this, you get to say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. You get to say, I'm sorry that I did that. I'm sorry that that's your experience of me. And it becomes more sincere. It truly becomes this place of, I don't need to hold that energy of me, but I also can see that this person's conditioning would be left to hold that energy in a way that is harmful for them. And then this is where we get to have real conversations of, look, that's actually like, I can see how that shows up for you and how that experience would be harmful and create anger or create mistrust or create a lack of emotional bond. And we get to say and be in a place where we get to go, but I can't be that. That's not actually who I am. And decide, is this person going to stay in my life this way? Or am I going to have to let this version of this person, situation, place, people, thing, whatever, go? Because it's not actually conducive to who I am, to who I know myself to be. Or discovering and being like, wow, yeah, that is me. And I don't like that version of me. I don't like how I show up in those situations. And I'm going to work on it. That doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect at it, right? I'm going to be that apprentice, moving into that master kind of craftsman. But until we can actually see ourselves, until we can actually hold a mirror up to ourselves and be like, okay, there I am. Ooh, yucky. I don't like that. And until we can actually see that divine masculine, where he is being asked to produce, where he doesn't actually want to produce, and where this divine feminine is asking to be weak, where she doesn't actually want to be weak, where she's actually quite strong. She's actually quite vocal. That we get to know ourselves and play in that energy more and discover more of ourselves and create richer relationships, more romanticized relationships, more dream-like relationships in our lives. But it does take knowing us. It does take knowing what we can hold, when we can hold it, and releasing or surrendering when we can't. Okay, let's look at some cards here. And this is something that I'm still diving into and discovering for myself. So I just want to, you know, I'm open to discussion about this. I'm open to people dropping into my DMs and giving their what they think and how they feel about this, because this is something that I, like I said at the beginning, I really felt that I was trying to come into more of my divine feminine when I'm realizing that it's actually my divine masculine who needs a lot of patience and understanding. So it's something that my ideas, my views are definitely going to change over time. And so I'm going to allow myself grace and I'm going to welcome other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions, direction. I'm asking for direction on this because it is a conversation between you and I, as much as, you know, it's me on video here. Okay, let's see. Ooh, hermit. So we have the hermit. And I think this is really appropriate. Because wintertime is, it's the crone. And what is the crone but that more masculine energy in which we hold, right? So we talk, if you follow the wheel of the year at all, we talk about the green man stepping in during, you know, fall, winter, and the beginning of spring, holding space for that divine feminine to really replenish and re-nourish so that she can bloom and produce, right, and create during those spring, summer, and late, kind of early fall months. So it is a time of reflection. It is a time of deep, going into our deep inner wisdom, right? Tuning out from what we would normally be tuning into, seeking out new ways of understanding, seeking out new knowledge, new education, and discovering how to integrate that into our lives come spring and summer and early fall. Now, it doesn't need to happen all at once. Definitely in December, it's a time of reflection. It's a time of really seeing ourselves, really taking stock of what was this last year? What were the experiences that I held within myself? What are things that I really, really enjoyed and I really, really want more of that? I really loved being in production of that. And what are things that kind of felt draining to me? What are things that, like, I really did not like? And I've noticed that I continue putting myself in these situations. And every time I leave feeling depleted and with a lack of energy, and although I might really like the people, places, things that it's happening with, I don't like the actual experience. And so how can I maybe fine tune that? Or maybe I need to release it completely, right? So coming into reflection of self, this is a great time to do it. Setting the tone for what you would like in 2022. The year of love. The year of unconditional love of self. And I really do feel that that's the only unconditional love that we should be giving out into the world. It's the King of Swords. Not being afraid of that authority the inner divine masculine holds. Say no. No. Nope. That's not who I am. Nope. I'm not going to go to that. Nope. This without explanation. You know, I just heard in my head, you know, when your parents would say no, and it wasn't a maybe. You know, maybe it was okay, I might be able to get some leeway there. When my parents said no, I knew it was like, no, like there is actually no point in trying to wiggle and create room for a maybe or a yes eventually. It was just no. And they're often, you know, if I said why no, right? In my mind, it worked. In my mind, it was like, this is a yes. There was no, I'm your parent. I'm the authority. I need to make sure that what we are doing and what you are doing is safe and whatever. And so it's a no. It's just a no. I don't have the energy. It's like, you don't need to explain to other people why you're doing what you're doing. You don't even have to really understand it yourself. You can observe the no and say no. And then that day, maybe, you know, let's say it's like a situation or experience that, you know, like a house party, the Christmas party, it's all coming up lately, right? Where you're like, actually, it's a yes. I do want to like be with people. Is that offer still available? that might be a no for them, or it might be a yes, right? So being curious, playing in this curiosity, allowing yourself to really listen and respond to what your head, heart, body is saying, and knowing that that can change at any time. Because the King of Swords, although he is, you know, quite an authority, he also is a change maker. He also knows when leeway needs to happen for himself. And when his mind is changed, he's not afraid to be like, oh, okay, my mind has changed. Yeah, I guess I do want that. You're not a game player when that happens. But you also have to understand that there's going to be boundaries that other people put up. And that those boundaries don't mean that you're a good or a bad person or whatever. It just means that you, okay, it was a no for me. Now it's a yes for me. And it was a yes for them. And now it's a no for them. Okay, so clearly this just isn't meant to be. Whatever the situation, person, place, thing, right? They're asking for one more. So let's see. Oh, okay, quite a lot. A lot of swords. So the Lovers keeps showing up and the High Priestess. So I do see this as like this really deep, like coming into your own authority and becoming your own lover, your very own intimate lover, creating this very intimate experience for yourself so that you do kind of create a bubble for yourself. And only those who are willing to access the energy, or only those that you are willing to bend this energy for in a balanced way, gets entry. Especially during these Christmas months or these holiday months. Seven of Swords, this talks specifically about taking your energy back. Realizing where you are giving too much of yourself, where you are stealing precious energy from yourself in order to give to others. This also talks about addiction. You know, what are you addicted to? Are you addicted to drama? Because it's, you can be. I know. I'm a Gemini rising. Drama is life, okay? You can still have drama in your life, but it might not be in a destructive way. The drama might be you achieving the things that you want to be achieving and being like, wow, can you believe I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing? You know? Other addictions, love addictions, sex addictions, you know, drugs, alcohol, food, right? What are you giving your energy to that is addictive, that it's really hard for you to break free of? That is where you should be paying attention the most. The Page of Swords talks about physical downloads. What I love about the Page of Swords is that they are the only page in the tarot that does not wear a hat, that does not veil. And this is both good and bad. One, because in one way, the Page of Swords is kind of seen as egotistical, not needing or constantly accessing divine messages because it's their right and it's their birthright. But, you know, also seeing that as a plus, because it is your right, it is your birthright, and it's the gratitude in which we give when we are receiving these downloads. It's this gratitude for self, first and foremost, for being like, wow, I'm glad that I know myself enough to know that this is my intuition, this is spirit, this is my higher self that I'm able to access. And then, you know, thank you, spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, creator. Thank you, whatever, for feeding this energy to me. Because yes, we are stardust. We are the moon. We are the earth. We are everything. We are the reflection that we see out in the world. And then we have the Hanged Man. So notice this enlightenment that's coming to you. I never knew this story before, but it's coming back to me now. I heard it when I was teaching Tarot for Beginners back in September, And I just found it so interesting. So the Hanged Man is actually Odin trying to reach enlightenment. And so what he did was he strung himself up. Notice how his hands aren't, we don't know if his hands are tied or not, but it's only 1 foot. So we know that this person can get themselves out of the situation, or we can assume this person can get themselves out of the situation at any time. Okay. So what he did was he wanted to learn more of what other gods knew, right? He wanted to really reach divine enlightenment. And in order to do that, he knew that he needed to string himself up, and he threw ruins down on the ground. And as he hung there for the many days, blood, sweat, tears began to drip onto the ruins. And it allowed him to read and start to see, right? He poured himself into this tool, and he sacrificed part of his time, his space, his energy, in order to allow this enlightenment to happen. And so seeing that for self, right? If I want to reach a place of enlightenment on this situation, I need to be willing to sacrifice some of these addictions, some of the things that I know are self-sabotaging behavior, some of the things that I know that are actually ego and not my divine working in a balanced order, and moving from there. All right, we're going to get one more card. Okay, they're asking for this and then actually a crow tarot. So let's see. Libra. I love this. Balance. Communicate to the people that you love, the people that you want to have a deeper connection with, your needs. What will actually make you feel balanced in this relationship? Trusting that they will hold it, that they'll receive it. All right. And the moon. Over the next few days, really sink in and notice where your energy wants to be and where you're denying that energy. That is shadow. Like, just very straightforward. Whatever you want to do that you deny yourself, that is shadow. Because there is some fear that you won't be able to achieve that desire that's coming forward. So sit with it and allow it to be, knowing that you can take aligned action. We are in the moon to take aligned action towards it. Or you can just say, I see that. I'm just not ready for that right now. I'm not ready to move past that fear right now to take aligned action. All right. I will be live again at 2 p.m. to offer mini readings and our reveal for a pick a card reading. So if you have the time, the space, the energy, please come back at 2. And if not, that's okay. You can always catch the replay if it's something that you want to see and hear. I will have the A, B, or C up, so feel free. And thank you all so, so very much for joining me. If you haven't, if this resonated and you are, you know, you really enjoyed this chat, please like the video, subscribe. and share it out. If you are ready to go deeper into your own shadow, if you're ready to really see yourself, see where fear might be presenting itself in your life, book a tarot reading with me. If you would like to work with me more one-on-one, I do have a 5-week program that you will not find on my scheduler. I definitely need to, I'll need to send that to you. So let me know. You are so, so welcome, Shelley, and you are so, so welcome, Nikki. Thank you so much for being here. It means absolutely the world to me. I'm Karina. This is The Witches Inn. Until 2 p.m. today, I'll see you later. Bye.